ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Today's text number 25. Rajas, Tamas, Cha, Satvena, Satvam, Chopasamena, Cha, Etad, Sarvam, Guru, Bhaktya, Purusha, He, Anjasa, Jayet, Rajastamas, Satvena. Satvam chopa samena cha. Etat sarvam guru bhaktya. Purushohi anjas sajayet. Rajastamascha satvena, satvam chopasamena cha, etat sarvam guru bhaktya. Puruṣo yanjasa jayet. Rajastamascha satvena, satvam chopa samena cha, etat sarvam guru bhaktya. Purusho yanjasa jayet. Word for word. Rajatama, the modes of passion and ignorance. Cha and Satvena, by developing the mode of goodness. Sattvam, the mode of goodness. Cha, also. Upasamena, by giving up attachment. Cha, and. Etad, these. Sarvam, all. Guru, unto the spiritual master. Bhaktya, by rendering service in devotion. Purushaha, a person. He, indeed. Anjasa, easily. Jayat, can conquer. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. One must conquer the modes of passion and ignorance by developing the mode of goodness. And then one must become detached from the mode of goodness by promoting oneself to the platform of Sudha-Sattva. All this can be automatically done if one engages in the service of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. And this way one can conquer the influence of the modes of nature. Purport. Just by treating the root cause of an ailment, one can conquer all bodily pains and sufferings. Similarly, if one is devoted and faithful to the spiritual master, he can conquer the influence of sattva-gun, raja-gun and tama-gun very easily. Yogis and jnanis practice in many ways to conquer the senses. But the bhakta immediately attains the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the spiritual master. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. If the spiritual master is favorably inclined, one naturally receives the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one immediately becomes transcendental, conquering all the influences of sattva-gun, raja-gun and tama-gun within this material world. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Sa-gunan samatityaitan brahma-bhuyaya kalpate. If one is a pure devotee acting under the directions of the Guru, one easily gets the mercy of the Supreme Lord and thus becomes immediately situated on the transcendental platform. This is explained in the next verse. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Asvayam rupa kada mayam tadati svapadantikam vanchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanabhyo vaishnavabhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. When Srila Prabhupada first entered New York City, he was very, very, very bewildered. But not confused. So there's a difference between being bewildered and confused. So I'll give another example of what that means in my own experience. Like the very first time in South Africa some years ago, when I saw an Indian girl smoking a cigarette, I became very, very bewildered, but not confused. You understand that? Yeah. Because you don't expect a girl in the Indian body to smoke a cigarette. Well, nowadays it's different. Yeah. So in the same way, when Srila Prabhupada entered New York City, he was very, very bewildered, but not confused. How this people live like this? Yeah. So he did not have anyone to speak to about, you know, seeing the state of the consciousness of the people there. He did not have anyone to express it to. So later on, some disciples, they asked Srila Prabhupada, how is it possible that you came to us and you did what you did? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, that is true. It is impossible. And then Srila Prabhupada said that the sattva gun, the mode of goodness, is represented by the color white. And rajagun is sometimes represented by the color red. And a tamagun is sometimes represented by the color black. Yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada said that the tamagun is black. It's like darkness. And then Srila Prabhupada quoted, you know, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara. That wherever there's the light of Krishna consciousness, the darkness of material existence cannot be present. Just like in the presence of light, there's no darkness. Then Srila Prabhupada said, but when I first came to New York City, it was not just tamagun. It's actually worse than that. And you cannot call it even the darkest of the darkest. It's like nobody is there in the mode of ignorance. It is not also given by scripture, like, because you have the mode of ignorance, you have the mode of passion, and you have the mode of goodness, tamagun, rajagun, and sattvagun. But yeah, there's no words to describe what mode this is. It is even worse than tamagun. So yeah, Sripad Narada Muni, you know, he is guiding a civilized human being that, you know, first one should conquer the mode of passion and ignorance, and rajas tamas tasat vena and sattvam chopa samayana cha. Then when you conquer the mode of ignorance and then passion, and then you can come to the mode of goodness. So Narada Muni is saying that one should gradually come to this process of the mode of goodness. And then from the mode of goodness, Narada Muni is saying one should gradually come to the platform of Sudha Sattva. Like that. And then Narada Muni is saying this gradual process can be automatically achieved, not in a gradual way, but immediately by engaging in the service of the spiritual master. You know, etat sarvam guru bhakti. And the word bhakti indicates that it must be done with affection, or love, or devotion. So now, when Srila Prabhupada was explaining to the disciples that he felt this is an impossible task, like that. So how was it possible that to take people out from the darkest of the darkest, not even lower than that, and bring them immediately to the Sudha Sattva platform? So later on, even during Srila Prabhupada's time, and even after Srila Prabhupada winded up his manifest pastimes from prakat to aprakat, in a way, we found that many of his initiated disciples, they became, you could say, spiritually weak, because they were fully dependent on the Vapu, the personal presence of Srila Prabhupada. It's a fact. Of Srila Prabhupada. At the same time, we see many of them also stayed on and followed the principles and are continuing the lineage of the disciplic succession and spreading Krishna consciousness, you know. Through others who are coming to the movement, you know, who are like outside of the generation of Srila Prabhupada's manifest presence, and so forth. And it's going on. It's going on. Yeah. So therefore, we should come to the proper conclusion that this Guru Nista, or this Guru Bhakti, is actually the foundational consciousness. It should be the foundational consciousness in the deep recesses of our heart. This Guru Nishtha, Guru Bhakti. So this Guru Nishtha fixed in the consciousness of dependence on Guru and fixed in the consciousness of devotion to the Guru, Guru Nishtha and Guru Bhakti, must be reposed first and foremost in His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise none of us can survive in Krishna consciousness within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. None of us can survive. So therefore, it is most important to have this natural love and natural flow of affection from the heart for His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Even if we become spiritually weak, still our love will flow for Srila Prabhupada. And we have seen, you know, disciples and grand disciples who become, still they have love for Srila Prabhupada. So that Guru Bhakti, whether we are following nicely or not, will save us in the darkest hour of our spiritual needs and eventually take us back home, back to Godhead. One time there was a very wonderful exchange between Srila Prabhupada and a leading disciple. And Srila Prabhupada, as a matter of fact, although he knew the answer, but just to sort of instruct and also just to educate and also just to train the disciple, he asked the disciple the question. And Srila Prabhupada's question was, which is the most important verse in scripture? So the disciple immediately recited which he felt was the most important verse. And he said, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatir, anyata, that in this age of hypocrisy and quarrel, this Kali Yuga, there is no other means for self-realization than the chanting of the holy name, the chanting of the holy name, and the chanting of the holy name. In one sense, he was correct. And then he looked at Srila Prabhupada, feeling that, what would be Srila Prabhupada's response? So immediately Srila Prabhupada said, no. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada himself quoted the most important verse in the scripture. Who knows? Yasya deva parabhaktir yasya devi tata guru. So the word guru is here. Sarvam. Guru. Yeah. Tasyeta katitahi artha and prakashanta mahatmana. That unto those great souls, those mahatmas, who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master. Not just the spiritual master, in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed in the heart of that particular disciple. So Srila Prabhupada indicated that this is the most important verse in scripture. Now, many years ago, when I was serving in Vrindavan, about 16 years ago, so at times I used to visit our Brahmananda Prabhu. So Brahmananda Prabhu was relating to me that in the early days in 22nd Avenue, when Prabhupada used to speak about Krishna, when Prabhupada used to describe Krishna's pastimes, and Prabhupada used to discuss and describe the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, how he is non-different from Krishna, and so forth. So Brahmananda Prabhu was relating that they never really understand anything. They didn't understand anything. Now, you know, typically when somebody is giving a lecture and you have some pride, and he was calling it American pride. You know, it's like we are Americans. We know everything. He was saying like that. We are Americans, we know everything. Jai Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Irada Rasa Bihari Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. And he said that when Srila Prabhupada was speaking, there was two things that made us difficult to understand. One is that his accent was, Indian, like Bengali accent, but he was speaking English. So when somebody is speaking English but coming from another accent of the original language, it's difficult to, you know, grasp the words when they speak. Okay. And then, secondly, when Srila Prabhupada used to, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Mayavad, impersonalism, personalism, like that, they couldn't grasp it. They couldn't understand it. Okay. So then he was saying that in our like American pride, because we are like the leading nation in the world, America, like that. He said, in the end, as soon as Srila Prabhupada used to ask, in the beginning days, do you have any questions? Nobody will put their hand up and ask, because they will not admit that they don't understand because of American pride. But then still, they will come back to Prabhupada the next day. And the next day, and the next day. Like that. So Brahmananda Prabhu was saying that although we didn't understand what he was saying, and we had our American pride, and when he asked any questions, nobody will ask questions because they will get caught out, they don't understand. Because Americans are meant to know everything. See? They don't understand. But yet, they were coming the next day, coming the next day, coming the next day. Like that. So then, he was speaking, to the other, early devotees who were coming in the beginning of speaking. He said, you know, do you understand what Swamiji is saying? He said, no. And then, you know, with his friends, you know, and then he was saying, but we don't understand what he is saying. And he has a deep accent, and he's speaking English, which is foreign to his mother tongue, in a way. Yeah. But how is it that I see you, you see me, I see him, and I see her, and we all going every day to him? Still. You know, sometimes when somebody speaks and you don't understand, you won't go back. I don't know what they speak. But why? So they were discussing among themselves, but we always going back. We're always going back. See? Why is this? Like that. He said they themselves couldn't understand why they always went back, although they couldn't understand, and they had the American pride not to ask questions so that they'd be caught or that they don't understand. Okay. And then he said, later on, I could understand that I love this person. I love this person. So then the other just, yes, we also love this person. Like that. And it's not that he was saying that they love Srila Prabhupada because he's an old man, he's here alone in a foreign place, he's battling, struggling to live, you know. Not that they had some material sympathy for him. No. Like that. They simply, you know, began to love him. And then Brahmananda Prabhu was saying, yes, we should come to the realization that we don't know Krishna. We do not know Krishna. But we know Srila Prabhupada, who knows Krishna. But we don't know Krishna. But we know Srila Prabhupada, who knows Krishna. And when he was telling me this is just 16 years ago, when I was serving in Vrindavan as the co-president there. When he was telling me this, he sort of purified me, and he hit me, and he struck me in my heart that I should not become proud that I'm an Indian and I have Indian culture and I know Prabhupada. And I know Krishna, for that matter. He really purified me. Then also I realized that, you know, he's so close to Srila Prabhupada, and he is saying he doesn't know Krishna, but he knows Prabhupada. Then I had the realization that I don't know Krishna, and I don't know Prabhupada, but I know Brahmananda Prabhu. But I know Brahmananda Prabhu. And he knows Prabhupada, and Prabhupada knows Krishna. Yeah. Very clearly that hit me. It hit me that same night when I went to take rest. Hit me. This is the fact. So this is called, Brahmananda is like Guru. Shiksha Guru. Yeah. So this is called Guru Bhakti or Guru Nista. But Prabhupada warns us, at the same time when we say yasya deva para bhakti yata deva tata guru, that we should have implicit faith in both the spiritual master as well as the Supreme Lord. But at least if you don't know who is the Supreme Lord, you can have implicit faith in the spiritual master, both Diksha and Shiksha Guru, who knows the Supreme Lord, and automatically you'll get faith in the Supreme Lord. Automatically you'll get faith. All right. Do you have any comments or questions?
You have hand up. You want to hear a question?
Oh, you have a microphone. What's your name?
Janudip Nitai Das.
Huh?
Janudip Nitai Das.
wife? Janu?
Jamnudvip Nithai Das.
Jamnudvip Nithai Prabhu. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. Wonderful.
Hold the microphone at the bottom, not at the top. Further down. Now you take the microphone to your mouth as if you are about to eat it. And then speak. Close.
Sometimes while these words says,
hold the microphone steady.
We should come to the mode of goodness. By cultivating mode of goodness. And sometimes I get, personally, I feel that even though I am in mode of ignorance, I feel that I am in mode of goodness. How to differentiate from mode of ignorance and mode of goodness?
Why you want to do that?
Mode of goodness...
Why do you want to do that?
Because mode of goodness helps us to understand, get knowledge and do bhakti nicely without offenses, while serving devotees.
Okay. We don't have to worry about whether we're in the mode of ignorance or passion or goodness. That is not our lookout. All we have to be concerned about, which I described and discussed in the talk today, we have to be concerned about serving the spiritual masters. Be careful, eh? Yeah. See? You know, Vandeham Shri Guru, we know this well, eh? Shri Guru, Shri Yuta, Padakamalam, Shri Gurun. How many? Gurun. And after Shri Gurun, Shri Vaishnavamscha. Then all the Vaishnavas. So the Vaishnavas are mentioned last according to sadhana bhakti. Guru was singular, Gurun more than one, and Vaishnavas plenty. One, more than one, and many. Guru, Gurun, Vaishnavamscha. See? So from the perspective of sadhana bhakti, if you are a neophyte, you'll only serve the guru. Right? And you will not worry too much about the shiksha gurus. And you'll not worry at all about the Vaishnavas. That's from the perspective of the beginning stages of sadhana bhakti. But the result of parabhakti, that means the result of the goal of devotional service, is not just sambandha and abhideya, there's prayojan, there's also the goal. Yeah. The result of the goal of devotional service, which is beyond sadhana bhakti, is to serve the Vaishnavas, which includes shiksha gurus and Vaishnavas include Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Is to serve everyone. So therefore from the perspective of the beginning stages of sadhana bhakti, one is focused Guru in singular. But from the perspective of, you know, the highest form of devotional service, it's actually serving Vaishnavas. So that takes one out of the neophyte platform, Kanishta to Madhyam to Uttama. So Uttama means that I serve everyone. Not everyone should serve me because I am Uttama. See the difference? That's Uttama Bhakti. Yeah. So Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha. Then Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tamsajivam. See? Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Silalita Shivishakan Vitamscha. So you can see in this progression in the consciousness of who should serve who. From the beginning stages of sadhana bhakti, one serves the guru. But the end stages of uttama bhakti, one serves the Vaishnavas who are closest to Radha Krishna. In the beginning stages, one is closest to the guru. In the uttama bhakti stage, one is closest to the Vaishnavas who are closest to Radha Krishna. From that perspective, there are two perspectives. One is the beginning stages, one is the perspectives coming from above, below. You understand? You sure you understand? Yes. So therefore the progression of devotional service for Uttama Bhakti is not that you become a Uttama Adhikari. Uttama Bhakti, the highest feature of devotional service, is to serve the Vaishnavas, which includes the Shiksha Gurus and the Diksha Guru. And you don't have to worry about whether you are tamagun, rajagun or sattvagun. You just do this. You just do this. Why? Because in the material world, we always have a proclivity. Oh wait, maybe that's a high one. We always have an inclination. You know what's inclination? To fall. To fall down. Oh, every moment there may be an inclination to fall down. But if somebody says, no, me, I am fixed. You know, I am fixed in Krishna. I will not fall down. That means it's immediately falling down. See? But we should come to the realization that in every moment we have an inclination, you know, to fall. And then the moment you fall, because you are serving Vaishnavas, which includes the Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Guru, you have so much support to pick you up immediately. Isn't it? So much support. Because you have pleased all of them. But if you just serve the Guru, you know, and you have an inclination and you're falling, what support you have? And the Guru is not even here. Not even personally present. Maybe some other part of the world or something. You see, how important that is. That we always have to look for the broadest number of persons for support. And the slightest inclination to fall, even before you fall, they'll catch you. Hey, 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 be careful. Because you're serving Vaishnavas. That is Uttama Bhakti. Our process is not to become Uttama Adhikari. Our process is to develop Uttama Bhakti by serving everyone else who has Bhakti. So by the collective devotion of all these Vaishnavas you're serving, you save. You say. So therefore we can come to the conclusion and say, oh, I really don't know who Srila Prabhupada. But I know all the Vaishnavas who know Srila Prabhupada. That's the safest position. Nice question. Thank you very much. Any other comments or questions? Alright, maybe a lot to digest for some reason or the other. Mukunda Madhava Prabhu, anything you'd like to share with us? No, don't ask a question. And we have our Radha Krishna Prabhu, such a wonderful devotee. I know them for so many years, coming here, getting some of the association. Sometimes they ignore me and they say, no, he's a Swami, maybe he doesn't need our association. No, we need. we need. Something? Hare Krishna Prabhu? Who else? Senior devotees. So many nice devotees. Or maybe Siddhi Lalasa wants to tell us something. She is also senior here. Anything? All right. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Guri Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Natai go Prayamanande Hari Hari Bo.